This morning is Palm Sunday in other churches, which means they have probably decked out the church in palm leaves. Well, half the congregation just left. It's one of those days. Yeah, he's excited back there. What did he say? He's going to have quite a few more. Children are progressing, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, through our classes. It's strange. We got a lot of babies and young children over in Allison's, and some of them are making that transition over to Dad's class. That's kind of a neat thing. So it's neat to see them move up and move out. Anyway, this week, in a lot of churches, they decorate the buildings with palm leaves, and they may have the children put on a performance or some sort of a play regarding the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, where they're waving the palm leaves and crying Hosanna and that sort of thing. And what will happen in more liturgical, particularly Catholic churches, is that the palm leaves that they use today in their services, they will burn. And with the ashes that they burn from the palm leaves, they will use next year in their Ash Wednesday a religious ceremony. And so we didn't cover Ash Wednesday when it happened some 40 days ago, 46 days ago. But I don't know if you notice people with ash on their forehead. Has anybody seen that? Yeah, you saw that, where people walk around and they got the ash cross on their forehead. This means they're Catholic, or someone who likes them likes Catholics. I don't know. More and more it's becoming popular among evangelicals as well, as they think that we came from the Catholic Church and that a lot of those historical traditions are something we need to pick back up again, unfortunately. I have an article here from a couple months ago dealing with Lent and Ash Wednesday specifically. Ash Wednesday is the day that kicks off the Lent, where they fast for 40-some days. So on that first day, after the day they've stuffed themselves with food and all sorts of carnal pleasures, that's Fat Tuesday, on Ash Wednesday, they say, I'm giving it all up for Jesus. And that's what happens. So they go to church and they have the ritual where they take the ashes from the palm leaves from the previous year, and the priest makes a sign of the cross on their forehead. And I remember the first time I saw that at work. I was sitting there minding my business, and someone came up and, oh, forgot to wash your face this morning. You know, you look at, what happened? And you try not to stare at the cross, but it becomes a ministry for them. That's their expressing their religion. But this article deals with a few questions regarding Lent and Ash Wednesday. So I thought I'd go through them. It's responded to by Kimberly Winston from Religion News Service, which is, I think she's a Catholic. She goes through this question-answer format. The question is, excuse me, why do you have dirt on your forehead? And she says, oh, it's Ash Wednesday, the day many Christians mark as the first day of Lent, the time of reflection and penitence leading up to Easter Sunday. And so for the last 40-some days, if you've partaken in Lent, you have probably lived a life of reflection and piety in order to penitence, is what she says, which is sorrowful reflection about your life and your sins leading up to next week. Okay, clergy all over the world, she says, dispenses ashes, usually made by burning the palm fronds from last year, make the sign on the foreheads, and as they impose or dispense the ashes, the pastor or the priest reminds each Christian of Genesis 3, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. It's just a friendly reminder that you're going to die. The question next is, well, that's cheerful. Why would anyone want to start a work day on such a downer? She says, well, it's not intended to be a downer. It's supposed to be a reminder that our lives are short and we must live them to the fullest. So that's the response. Considering your own mortality is supposed to make you appreciate every breath. And again, this is the religious response. It's not even the Bible-believing response. Jesus died when he was 33. How's that for appreciating every breath? All he had to do was just shut his trap a few times and he wouldn't have died. But he didn't. He spoke out. He did ministry. He came and did what he was supposed to do according to the Lord's will for him. And they put him to death. He was crucified for us. So the idea that we need to live our life to the fullest, you know, carpe diem, that's the way the world sees it. And that's the way the religion presents the idea of Christ's death. But anyway, so they ask, I thought only Catholics marked Ash Wednesday. And she responds, not anymore. It used to be true Catholics would celebrate it, but today most liturgical churches, including Methodists, Episcopalians, Presbyterians, and Lutherans, and some Protestants, celebrate it, observe it. And she said, even some evangelicals are beginning to get into the spirit, as Baptist churches in Alabama, Texas, and Arkansas have smeared some ash in recent years. So She's just explaining some of the tradition there. Another question is, I don't remember reading about Ash Wednesday in the Bible. Where did the practice come from? And she says, it's true, there's no mention of Ash Wednesday in the Bible. But there is a tradition of donning ashes as a sign of penitence that predates Jesus. Which should raise a question for you all, I think. Knowing, especially since the pattern for the church today is found from Paul's epistles, that predates Jesus. We're going back into pre-Jesus time, B.C., right? Not only is there not any Christian writings then about the church, but there's not even Jesus' earthly ministry to Israel. And so we're stuck in the Old Testament where they're going to bring up issues of Job and Esther, Samuel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, where they put ashes on themselves. Of course, there's no mention at all of them doing that for 40 days or doing it to start out a 40-day time of Lent. There's none of that. Normally what happened is God would preach about his judgment and prophesy about how they sinned, and then they would repent. And then because of their humility and sorrow for themselves, they would rent their clothes, they'd tear their clothes and consider themselves as the dust of the world, as the dirt of the earth, and put ashes on their face. It had nothing to do with the sign of the cross, and nothing to do with the religious tradition that we see today. So I mention that just because it is something in the culture, and something some of you may be exposed to. You need to know that just like Ash Wednesday, Holy Week also is not something the Bible talks about either. And I don't mean the events that they claimed to observe, but the special days and traditions and the rituals concerning it. The Holy Saturday, the Maundy Thursday foot washing, the next Sunday and the Easter celebrations. It's not something the Bible talks about. Now, it talks about Jesus' death and his resurrection. It talks about the disciples not knowing that he was resurrected when it happened. And so the disciples didn't know he was out of the tomb. It talks about how people didn't understand why he had to die until he explained that the prophet said I had to, until he revealed the mystery to Paul years later. So none of the events you see in religious Christianity this week are anything that Christ endorsed. Some people say, well, it's maybe better than Christmas, because Christmas at least... Christmas has the commercialism, and Christmas has so much paganism around it. Or Easter, doesn't have all that tied to it. It's more religious, is it not? Well, then you consider the eggs, and you consider the bunnies, and you consider the little peep chicks made out of marshmallows. And for a lot of people, it's not. Jelly beans, where do those come from? For a lot of people, it is just a holiday, and it has nothing to do with the Lord. And if you were to consider your Easter ham, you'd realize it has nothing to do with a Jew 2,000 years ago. When you realize people eat Easter ham, it doesn't. It has really more to do with pagan traditions and religious Christianity that have taken pagan tradition and made it their own by the Mardi Gras, the Fat Tuesday, the Ash Wednesday, and the 40 days. Before Jesus came, there were other religions, of course, that would celebrate the spring and new life and do that with fertility symbols, and they would have a day of sorrow for 40-some days before that day of celebration in the spring, in which they would lament the death of the sun god. And then they would celebrate his resurrection when the spring came, which is coincidentally around the same time as people celebrate Easter today. So it's not a new thing that people would celebrate spring, and it's not a new thing that Christians in the past would usurp cultural events and use them for what they say Christian purposes. Okay, evangelicals love doing that now, and they're not the first ones. Catholics did it for a long time ago, where they've taken a lot of cultural days and made it their own. I think the next cultural day that's going to happen to is the Super Bowl, is what I think. We haven't done that in a while. I mean, we did Easter and Christmas quite a while ago, but I think the Super Bowl is working up to that. I mean, everyone knows Super Bowl is not religious, but it's getting there. I mean, every year now, we got QBs who are Christian, and they're talking about God helping them and throwing those passes. Eventually, I think they're gonna try to change the meaning of that, and make it a Christian thing. I say it with my tongue in my cheek, but I mean, that's how it works, is that everybody likes the day, they like the event, so Christians try to make it theirs. It doesn't have to do with the Bible, it has nothing to do with right ministry, but that's what happens. So, that's what's happened with the holidays and the religious calendars. The holy days, of course, in Israel's history and their law had nothing to do with the days that we now know. Their days were much different, and they had to do with remembering what God did for them in deliverance out of Egypt. And so they had Passover and the Tabernacles and the Feast of Trumpets and Pentecost, and those sort of days were all Jewish festivals that God required that they keep. We're not under the law. We're not Israel. So even if Israel were observing those today, Christians would not. And so there is no holy days that the church is told to keep. So that's interesting to think about. Paul says in Colossians 2, let no man judge you, therefore, according to the Sabbath days or the new moons or the holy days. And so no one should be able to rob you of your spiritual blessings that you have in Christ because you don't observe Sabbath days or holy days or any such thing as that. Okay, so I encouraged you all, I think last month, to go buy a Big Mac in celebration of the Roman Catholics not eating beef for the next month. So I don't know what to tell you now because they're all going to eat their eggs and ham. So meanwhile, that's what's going on this next week. Anybody have any comments on that?